Because of their attunement to rightness and perfection, those who identify with type 1 likely suffered deep disappointment and frustration early in life because nothing quite measured up to their desire for the ideal, including themselves. They wanted life to be orderly and predictable, but it just wasn't. When they were corrected as children, they interpreted it as a sign they were not good enough. It was painful for their shortcomings to be noticed. Although they often received praise for doing something well and had a pleasant feeling of satisfaction, this reinforced the perception they should do things perfectly. They learned to protect themselves from the shame of correction and punishment by being good and doing what was expected of them. Their early childhood experiences and their sensitivity to criticism contributed to the distorted belief that I am worthy of love and approval when I am perfect, good, and do what's right. This drive for perfectionism set in motion a life of recreating rightness and goodness by reforming whatever seems flawed and incomplete. The original gift of God's perfection was skewed into a burden to make all things right in themselves, others, and the world. Their adaptive seed code became an over-identification with their divine gift of goodness, and they adopted the responsibility of being a standard bearer for what should be. Thus, for type 1s, the focus of attention is on what's wrong. Their energy is directed toward criticizing or fixing whatever doesn't match their sense of rightness. They have high expectations and can be quite demanding. Because they are aware of so much that is wrong in the world, and there is no end to what needs repair, they have difficulty relaxing. They pressure themselves, other people, and the groups they are associated with to improve and reach the ideal. For them, it is an endless cycle of noticing what's wrong, trying to reform it, and being frustrated and disappointed at their unmet standards of excellence. Type 1s have an ever-present idea of what perfect might be and how impossible it is to attain it. They can quickly point out ways they fall short, like their messy closet or their 3.5 GPA. They resist being called a perfectionist because it's a deeper matter for them than having everything in order. Yet the standards are always there for them, and their failures to measure up are evident to them more than to anyone else. The root sin or vice for type 1 is anger in the form of resentment. From their vantage point, nothing fully meets their longing for excellence, and this is maddening. They resent the weight of responsibility to be in constant reforming mode, especially when others don't seem to carry the same burden. This leaves little room for fun and frivolity as there is so much work to be done. Because it's not right to be angry, this resentment is generally below the surface and is experienced by others as a simmering and indignant presence.